I want to bring in now newsmaker Holly O'Neill. She's president of retail banking for one of our great partners and sponsors, Bank of America. They have a lot of great employees here and business clients in our region. And talking a little bit about 3 years of the past situation with the virus and what can we expect with some consumer trends as we head into 2022. Holly, thanks for being with us.
Morning, Jack. Nice to be here.
Well, you know, this is interesting. I'm just looking at some trends, but one of the stories yesterday was people in 2022 are worried about money a little more than maybe a year ago in terms of households with inflationary pressures. Talk a little bit about trends with consumer payments and what you're seeing for the year.
Sure. We're seeing some really strong trends. So last week we announced of our 67 million clients, they made over $330 billion in payments last month. So that is up about 17% over January of 2020, and it's the second highest month on record for spending. So it is definitely a strong start to 2022, and that really follows a record-breaking spend year in 2021, where we had consumers spending over $3.8 trillion last year. So 2021, strong year. That trend is continuing into 2022, but that's not the only thing. So we're also seeing our clients build their balances. So we're seeing balances in clients' accounts still up 15% year over year. So it's really a story of both strong spending as well as savings for the clients in the bank. So I think that sets us up for a strong year this year.
Holly O'Neill, President of Retail Banking, Bank of America. Holly, does that illustrate or underscore the fact that despite everything we hear on the political side, public policy, Fed this, inflation that, that we're still very much a consumer-driven economy?
We absolutely are a consumer-driven economy, and I think, you know, we look at signs of consumer health very closely, spend, savings, balances, et cetera, as we look at the health of the consumer.
Talk a little bit about some of the things Bank of America is doing to help your clients. You just mentioned manage pretty much their finances in a responsible, trustworthy, you know, comfortable way.
Yeah, sure. So we recently announced at Bank of America some changes to our overdraft and non-sufficient funds services, really to better support our clients achieve financial success. So starting in February, we eliminated a non-sufficient funds fee. It was $35. And coming in May, we'll reduce our overdraft fees from $35 to $10. And we're eliminating the fees associated with our Balance Connect account, which provides clients overdraft protection through a linkage of up to five accounts to their checking. So it's the final step in a, you know, journey that we've had for over a decade to really support our clients' budget and save and spend and borrow carefully, all with an eye towards financial health. So, you know, we do that through some essential solutions that we've provided to our clients, through financial education, and then with some of these fee adjustments that I just mentioned. So, you know, we promote financial literacy through Better Money Habits, which provides our clients with financial resources. And, you know, our goal really is to support our clients with financial health.
Holly O'Neill, I want to ask you, I wasn't aware, but coming up is America Saves Week. So let's talk about saving a little bit versus in budgeting, because it seems to me, Holly, that the last year or two, and we've been a generation where, you know, 2.9, 3% interest rate has sort of become a norm for a lot of younger consumers, a lot of households where maybe they were moving into markets like ours, and you heard about bidding wars. People look at a house and they thought nothing of maybe spending another $50,000 or $100,000 in parts of the region. So now we have inflation, and inflation has taken hold, and people are starting to feel it, especially the last month or so with groceries and appliances and cars and everything else. So how do you balance on what's the right way to save a little more efficiently when you're doing your budget as we head into 2022?
Right. Well, I do know it's certainly on clients' minds and consumers' minds. And the first place to start is a strategy with goals, right? You have to set some goals up for yourself to start. And we actually recently surveyed Americans and found that only 39% of people save with a goal in mind. So setting those short and long-term goals can really help you to motivate to stick with a savings plan. Mm-hmm. And some of the most common financial resolutions for the year that we found through the survey were emergency fund, paying off credit cards, and saving for retirement. So, even fewer Americans build savings into their monthly budget. So only about 27%. So making that budget, setting goals will really help put you on a path to good spending habits.
I was going to ask Collier on the savings strategy with the goal in mind. Do you recommend a monthly number or semi, like 6 months or 12-month number? Like do you do over a calendar year or each month?
I would say over every month because every little bit helps. And mm-hmm. I think it gets you on the track and it gives you the muscle memory to put away a certain set, certain amount of money every month. It gives you that routine versus trying to, on an annual basis, do a big lump sum. So I think that setting those targets on a monthly or more frequent basis is easier.
And what tools, Holly O'Neill, Bank of America, President of Retail Banking, are you making available to help people, making saving a little bit easier?
Sure. There are a few things that come to mind. So Bank of America has a Keep the Change program, which automatically rounds up your debit card purchases to the nearest dollar amount and transfers the change from your checking to your savings account. So
that's cool.
Really easy, almost seamless and transparent. And suddenly you look up and you have, you have a little nest egg in that savings account. So that's number one. Two, we also offer a service called Life Plan, which is really designed to help our clients set and track short-term and long-term financial goals. So setting those monthly goals, putting a big goal out there, mm-hmm. And really working towards that. And then last but not least is saving when you spend. So the Bank of America Unlimited Cash Rewards card, for example, allows you to earn 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make. Mm-hmm. And you can set up automatic transfers. So whenever you reach a certain rewards balance, it then gets deposited directly to your savings account. So kind of an automatic way to save when you spend on your card.
Holly O'Neill, we appreciate the time and expertise. President of Retail Banking, Bank of America. Before I let you go, how many years with Bank of America? And do you like the mission? Do you like the team? Do you like what you do?
I love what I do. I've been here 25 years, and it's been quite a journey. Every day is a new challenge.
All right. Thanks so much for the time, our friends at Bank of America. Thank you, Holly. Make it a great Tuesday.
Thanks, Jack. You too.